Why aren't you asleep yet? You wanted a fairy tale being read to you? I don't really like it, but I guess I could try. From this book. Okay. Let's see. Not that one. Not that one. Oh, that one's too long. Yes. Hold on. I'm picking a story. No, you can't choose. That's up to me. No. Definitely not. No. Not this book. Okay, how about this one? How about no. Oh, that's a lot of pages. No. Okay, I guess I could do this one. It's kind of a classic. This is the Beauty and the Hairy guy. Yes. Beauty and the Beast. Hairy guy. I don't know if it's the one you've heard before. There's so many different types of the same story, so I'm just gonna do this one, I guess. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. So there's a guy. And he has a family. It looks like no mom, though. She probably ran away. Three daughters. The young one, she's the one they call Beauty. Yeah, she's just very fair, her stuff. And of course, the other two were jealous. They didn't like that. They kind of just went, ugh. So, there was a storm. The guy's ship went down. So he's poor now. They had to have a smaller house. No one to wait on them. The two eldest were like, oh no! And the smallest one, the Beauty, she was like, oh, this is fun. And stuff. Being like, oh, it's fine. And the guy, the dad, is like, oh, that's so nice. And then he went on a trip. Trying to get some stuff, being like, oh, I'm going on a journey. Going on adventures, kind of like a hobbit. And see if it could be more successful or something. The eldest, they kind of wants good stuff. The second one wanted other kind of good stuff. And the youngest one was like, oh, I just want pretty flower. Yeah, the rose thing. Sisters were like, but B was like, no, I just want that. And Daddy be like, oh yes, Princess, I'll bring it to you. So he went away. Was away for a long time. And when he was gonna go home, he was like, I could buy this stuff for the eldest two, but the youngest one, I need to find the rose. And I had to find one. And then I got lost, of course. Went out for on this little search, and it was like a really thick wood. It was dark, and I was, oh no, I don't want to sleep underneath the stars. And then you saw like a big castle thing in the distance. Was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to that one. And he saw the castle, went inside. It was in the middle of the forest. He was about to spend the night like outside, but the door, of course, he had to like, oh, is it open? And it did open up, and there was no one there. So it was like, yeah, of course, I'm gonna trespass. But he did walk, he did knock, but like no one came. So then he found the table was laid out with stuff. He was like, oh, I'm so hungry. And then he ate it. And after he had eaten, he didn't brush his teeth. Now he was just like, I'm gonna lay down and sleep now. And then in the morning, he had a good breakfast. Probably didn't think about why the old food disappeared and something new reappeared. Like, it doesn't usually go that way, brah. So after he had eaten, he went outside, was like, oh yeah, gonna go home. Went out of the mystical castle. And outside was like, oh my god, they're so pretty. All the rose trees and blah, blah, blah. They're so beautiful. And I could take one, right? Because, like, you know, just no one's gonna mind if I steal some stuff. And as soon as he like picked one, something came towards him, the big hairy guy, the beast, and he was like, oh my god, what a heck are you doing? You stayed here for free? I'd be nice, you got food, you slept here, and then you go outside, I didn't pay it for payment, and then you're like, oh, let me just take some stuff with me. And then also was like, oh gosh, either I had to like twist your neck, or you have to, I don't know, been gonna stay here forever for now. I don't know. Oh wait, this one's different. Oh, okay. You have to send me the first living thing that you meet when you get home. And he was like, oh no, I hope it's one of my doggos. But then he went home, and then the first one that like he saw and that ran towards him was his daughter, the youngest one. Oh no. And then it was like, oh, he was crying. She's like, oh dad, why are you so sad? And she said, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I'm gonna let you hold up that deal. So then he was like, don't do that. She's like, he spared your life and stuff. So I should probably go there. Dad was like, no, but he couldn't help it. He did promise to send the first living thing. So he had to send Beauty there. And then when he left Beauty at the thing, everything had been prepared for her and stuff. Beautiful bedroom, and it was filled with all types of goodies. And she even got some flowers from him, so didn't see any servants, but was like, eh, this seems like she's gonna have a nice time. Beauty being like, yeah, this is awesome, and he doesn't mean to harm me, right? Because he wouldn't have done this if he would have done that. So she was like, I'm gonna stay here and you go home, like, bye. So she was trying to keep a good, great, like, a nice face because she saw like the monster, the beast, hairy guy. This one he has horns as well. So but he was nice to her. She's like, oh yeah, maybe he's a really nice guy. I like him being so sweet towards me. Then she, like, being there for a while, like, oh, I want to go see my dad. And he was like, kind of don't want you to do that, but if you do that and you don't come back, then I'm going to be like, I'm a goner. And she was like, nah, promise, gonna come back. Just a few days. And then he was like, okay, fine. And then she got her some bling bling, put on her finger, that she had to put on before going to bed. That's really weird, but okay. And if you don't come back into the end of the week, then I'm just gonna pass away. So, Beauty went home. Her dad was like, oh my god, you're gonna be here forever. And then her sister was like, we're like married now, but like you're living your best life. So they were still poor and stuff, and they saw her come all blinged out. And yeah, they wanted to like just stay here for like longer than the week, and maybe he would come and like do something really mean. I don't know. So, and they also, when like Beauty was going home, they were like, no, stay here a little longer. We love you being here. Blah, blah, blah. Being like, oh, boo-hoo. And of course, Beauty, being the little person she is, being like, oh, I'm so nice and stuff. She was like, oh my god, okay, fine. Just one more day. And then that night, she was in her, like, sleeping, and she's like, oh no, the beast is like, he's so sad, so if she doesn't go home, he's gonna be like gone. And being like, I'm so selfish, I promised stuff, and now he's gonna think I'm not gonna come back. And then she's like, put on the ring. And she wanted to, like, being like, oh my god, I want to be at the castle again. And suddenly, like, poof, she was there. She teleported. And she started to search for him, like, room by room. Where is he? She couldn't find him. And then she ran into the garden and being like, oh my god, he's there on a plot of grass. And then she sat down and being like, no, dude, oh no. Started crying, being like, my beast, my dear, dear beast. How could I be so mean and wicked and all that stuff? And he really was passing away from sorrow. He said he would. And like, and then she kissed him. And then suddenly, like, sparkle, sparkle, bitch. He was no longer a beast. He was very handsome. He was a prince. And then knelt at her feet being like, thank you, lady. Mean lady that I didn't let stay in the castle. She cursed me and then said that it's not gonna like turn the other way until someone comes and being like beautiful and kisses me. And you broke the spell. That's really nice. You released me from this weirdness. Now, thanks to you, I can be myself again. And then it's just like, oh, but please marry me, because I don't want you to go anywhere. And then she married him, and then they got very happy in that castle and ruled the country that nobody wondered why this prince was suddenly a beast and now he's human again. And how would that even work? I don't know. And oh yeah, and they were happily ever after, or something. Yeah. Something like that. And then they probably died. It doesn't say that here, but like, when you get old enough, you just pass away. So yeah, that was a good bedtime story, right? What? I should just have read it the way it was. No! I didn't want to do that. So now you just fall asleep, and I'm gonna yeet myself right out of here, okay? So, good night or whatever. Sleep tight. Don't ask me to do this again. Fine. You can, but like, whatever. Night-night. See you in the morning. Don't wake me up early. Yeah, okay. Night-night.